and welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope everyone is having an absolutely amazing day today. Very nice weather down here in Florida. The rain brought in some cool weather. It was 52 when I got up this morning around 7 o'clock, which is very cool for Florida. Very nice for April. So I hope everybody's enjoying that. It's in our area. It's a lot of different things going on today in the news. And how are you doing today, Deb?
Also, I think it's our fault. I think it's our fault that we have all these people moving to Central Florida. We keep talking about how wonderful the weather is down here. And now we can't drive on the roads anymore. It's awful. Don't come here. The weather's awful. It's awful.
Horrible weather. Horrible weather. Don't show up.
Yeah. No, it's, I was talking to Austin today. I mean, back about 10 years ago, people started talking about Central Florida, the area between Orlando and Tampa. It's called the I-4 corridor. And they started talking about how the land wasn't as expensive as it was on the coast, and the weather was just as pretty, and there was lakes everywhere, and all of a sudden we got overwhelmed with people, and then they started realizing that, you know, they could build here and build these giant subdivisions in here and basically bring more and more people and overwhelm the welfare and the social systems and the road systems and everything. Everything's just overwhelmed now down here, so it's kind of sad. Also, I was talking this morning to Austin and Todd right before we came on the air, and I was talking about Christian TV. Now, I got a axe to grind here with Christian TV for a second. The only really big Christian networks now that are out there promote Zionism. Shouldn't have said that. That was probably something I shouldn't have done. So I've got to ask you guys a question. Is that how they got so big? Because they were going along with the agenda. I know multiple Christian people who own Christian networks who are gay. In fact, I can give you three of them right now. One of them's dead. The other two are not. One of them's almost dead. One of them is dead. One of them just whatever. And a lot of these guys, what's interesting about it is they'll have an affair with a guy or whatever, and all of a sudden they had an affair with a woman. And you think, well, how in the world can that be possible? Well, they can't spin it with a guy. They can't do that. You can't have a sodomite owning something. And it seems odd to me that this group now pushes this Zionist agenda, and then they have their jets and there are 26 mansions and all the stuff because they're going along with the narrative. Think about what I'm saying, guys. I mean, we talked about this the other day, about how the Catholic Church has sold indulgences, and now we have these Christian churches coming in and these Christian ministries saying, if you send me money, I'll pray that your son and your daughter don't go to hell. I'll pray that your family doesn't go to hell. And just give me money and you'll be blessed. What's the difference between that and selling indulgences? It's like we're living in the Twilight Zone. It's like the weirdest thing I've ever seen. It's just the people keep falling for the same stuff over and over and over again. Now, should you pray for your daughter and your son not to go to hell? Absolutely. You should stand in prayer for them. Your family should be praying for them. Your church should be praying for them, but it shouldn't be based upon how much money you give them. Just thought I'd mention that. That's just something that, you know, we need to kind of think about for just a second. I mean, why is it that so many of these guys do that? Well, because they want to have this lavish lifestyle. And a lot of these guys are good speakers. They are. They're good speakers. And some of them are actually very good communicators. By the way, there's a difference between a good speaker and a good communicator. You can be a person who's a polished orator, and they're a phenomenal speaker. It doesn't mean they communicate. Let me give you an example. You know, Zig Ziglar taught me years ago. He said, about every seven sentences, Ted, you've got to ask a question. So you guys, I'm always asking you guys, have you ever thought about this? Do you think about this? And when I do that, it creates a dialogue with you instead of a monologue. An orator is primarily a monologue. And so they're a great, great speaker, but they don't communicate. They don't communicate really well. A really good movie, if you go into a movie, it'll be so entertaining to you that after a two-hour movie, it feels like it was over with in like 10, 15 minutes. It's just instantaneously the movie's over with. You get into some of these horribly edited movies that have bad dialogue, and you're like, oh, God, I've been here for 4 hours. Oh, my gosh. You look at your phone. You look at your telephone. You've been there for 15 minutes, and it feels like 4 hours because that's how they're edited, because of this poorly constructed narrative, poorly constructed dialogue with the audience. You see, that's what we try to do. We try to make sure we communicate with you guys. And see, when you get all these Christian ministries, these guys that are good communicators, sometimes good orators, they have a tendency to really be able to convince people to do things a certain way and believe a certain way. I mean, you know, I personally believe a lot of the major TV networks that are Christian are also owned by Masonic Lodge members. I can pretty much prove that with a few of them. But the reality is, that's what we have. And so you have to be willing to look at what they're saying and be discerning as to what they're saying and realize that, you know, we're living in a twilight zone. And there's an interesting article here today by John Whitehead. It's called American Idiocracy 50 Years Later. And it says, we are still stranded in the twilight zone. And he goes, have you ever never noticed how much life increasingly feels like an episode of the twilight zone? Only instead of Rod Serling, imaginary land of both shadow and substance of things and ideas, we're trapped in a topsy-turvy, all-too-real land of corruption, brutality, and lies, where freedom, justice, and integrity play second fiddle to political ambition, corporate greed, and bureaucratic tyranny. It's not just merely the life of the American police state is more brutal or more unjust or even more corrupt. It's getting more idiotic, more perverse, and more outlandish by the day. In Georgia, political organizers posted a black media-only sign outside a Baptist church, barring white reporters from attending a meeting about an upcoming mayoral election. In Arizona, a SWAT team raided a family's home in the middle of the night on the say-so of a Child Protective Services, which sounded the alarm after the parents determined that their 2-year-old, who had been suffering a 100-degree fever, was feeling better and didn't need to be committed to the hospital. In Virginia, landlords are requiring dog-owning tenants to submit their pet's DNA to a database that will be used to track down and fine owners who fail to clean up after their dog's poop in public. Okay? In Texas, a police officer who allegedly gave a homeless man a sandwich with dog poop won't be held accountable for his actions. In Illinois, the Chicago police used a battering ram and a sledgehammer to crash into a family's home with weapons drawn, terrorizing the young children gathered for a 4-year-old birthday party, only to find out they were at the wrong house again. In Kansas, a 61-year-old black man in the process of moving into his new home found himself held at gunpoint and handcuffed by police who refused to believe he was the homeowner and not a burglar. So if you're starting to notice a pattern here, it speaks to the fact that after nearly 50 years after Serling's creative brainchild, The Twilight Zone, premiered on national television, we are still fumbling around in the dark, trying to make sense of the world dominated by racism, cruelty, war, violence, poverty, prejudice, intolerance, ignorance, injustice, and a host of other social maladies and spiritual evils. Now think about what I'm saying, guys. The problem here is it's not the Twilight Zone. It's the group of people who basically practice Kabbalah, who were taught that the world has to become completely and totally corrupt before their God will return. And this is what the Sabatini and Zevi taught back in the 1600s. And now they have worked to do this for the past over 300 years to push this narrative until now we are to a point where everybody's thoughts are almost evil all of the time. That's what they want. They want to make it as twisted and as messed up as we possibly can. I've got good news this morning for you guys. I know how much you love good news. One of our listeners, longtime listener, friend, texts her back and forth all the time. Her husband died last year. We prayed for her on the air. She got busted. Somebody made a bogus call to Family Services on her. And, you know, we told you guys what to do about this. And we basically, good news is they came and apologized to her. They showed up. The attorney was there. They came up, apologized, said the case would be closed, and filed be shredded within, you know, a few months. Done. Gone. You've got to get your attorney involved. I'm here to tell you guys, and you've got to listen to me. You've got to have legal counsel in today's incredibly corrupt environment. You can't allow yourself to go walking into a court, sashaying in, saying, I'm going to take care of this myself. And they're going to put you under the jail. You've got to know what your legal rights are. And I know we've got this sovereign man movement and all the other kind of stuff. I got all that. And everybody that I know that's ever done this has ended up in jail or in trouble or whatever. I got that too. So just play the system for what the system is and realize we're living in the twilight zone. These guys are doing this on purpose. They're doing everything on purpose. Haven't you ever noticed how it just seems like the news cycle repeats over and over and over again? And how the same stories get regurgitated over and over again? Look at this thing with Russiagate. They're not even going to let the Russiagate in. I mean, think about what happened. It all started because WikiLeaks released the Podesta files and Clinton's emails, dumped them on the market to tell everybody how corrupt she was. And nobody talks about that anymore. Nobody talks about why it all started. Now, we got all these people they basically put into jail. Put them in the jail now. They're in jail. All these folks. Why? Because they don't want people to realize who the corrupt ones were. You know, I mean, I don't even know if the Hillary Clinton that we still see on the media is even Hillary Clinton anymore, unless she's a body double or whatever. Same thing with Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's how Twilight Zone this thing has turned out to. What the heck? Who are these people? Hillary Clinton's falling around, falling down in public, can't even stand up, right, having helped up downstairs, you know, doing face plants, you know, got braces and brackets all over her back during the last election campaign. Now she's trotting around like she's a 40-year-old. I mean, what the heck, man? Where'd that all come from? Ruth Bader Ginsburg, 97% death rate on some of these doggone lung disease, up to 97% on lung cancer, 85 years old, unbelievably weak, sick all the time, falls asleep during meetings. I mean, unbelievable. Just, the woman's like just a basket case of bad health. Oh, yeah, she recovered from the cancer again. She's doing great. She's trotting around looking like she's 25 years younger. What the heck? What is she? What did they do? What are they giving her? Children's blood? Well, they do that kind of weird stuff too, don't they? What are they doing? Is she doing weird things? Is that even Ruth Bader Ginsburg? Why doesn't somebody do a DNA test on the woman to see if it's really her and really her alive? And then Trump's saying he's going to put that new super conservative Supreme Court justice in there in the event that Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, retires. No, he's not. You know, Trump hasn't built the wall. Trump hasn't got rid of Obamacare. Now he says it's going to be 2020. I mean, Trump hasn't stopped the immigration. He's actually signed the legislation this past week making it easier for these guys to be catched and released. I mean, he hasn't done anything he said for the major things. But yet, Trump's the savior. Trump's the savior because the economy's doing well. Trump's the savior because, you know, he's not Hillary. Oh, my God, he's not Hillary. He's not Hillary. He's not Hillary. He's got to be better than Hillary. I'm so over that, Austin. It's basically not Hillary. No, the guys, Trump is controlled. He's controlled. He's controlled by the Rothschilds. And it's not just the Rothschilds, because that's a name. The Rothschilds have interbred with so many different organizations and so many different people and so many different names and families. There's a boatload of them. They're all linked together now. They're all tied together in this one globalist conspiracy to run the planet. Just say the people who took down Building 7. That makes sense. The people who took down Building 7, that makes it a whole lot easier. But look at this. Here's another article from Global Research from Professor Michael Chavosky. He says the Russians are still coming without Russiagate. The fake news witch hunt against independent media. That's what this is. I talked about this the other day. It's all about independent media, getting rid of independent media. Yep. Talked to us about Doug Hagman. He's written a whole article on it. From day one to the next, the following release of the Mueller report, the shaky Russiagate consensus created by corporate media has collapsed. What the Mueller investigation contends is there's no proof that the Kremlin interfered in the 2016 elections. This is why Austin and I didn't talk about this much for you guys. We didn't talk about this very much. And you guys know that. Why? Because it was all a pile of crap. It was all about destroying alternative media. Demise of Russiagate narrative does not mean that the Trump administration will renew its relations with the Kremlin. The Russians are still coming. Without Russiagate, Russia is still portrayed as a threat to the American national security. You got to give this military-industrial complex a reason to justify their trillion-dollar-a-year budget. You got to make sure they can do that. And all of the $22 trillion they can't find anymore, these guys passed away, talked away, threw away in their space-based programs or underground military programs. Still, Russia is still manipulating its public opinion through online media propaganda is what they say. It's not true. It's not true. None of this is true. Why? Simply because they don't want to have – they have to have a boogeyman. They have to have a protagonist, an antagonist. They have to have people in the story that make it believable. And that's what this is all about. The United States and Russia have worked together for years. Heaven, they're in this International Space Station together. If they really hated each other, we had a real Cold War going, they wouldn't be sharing all that data and sharing all that intel with each other from the International Space Station. I mean, Dr. Colonel Corso in his book, Day After Roswell, says the Russians and the United States have been close friends since the 50s and the 60s. They've worked together against the, quote, ET threat. So this is the world that we live in, a world of Russians are coming and Twilight Zone. And we have all of these weird things happening all of the time. Why? It's called obfuscation, guys. It's so that you don't take a look at the fact that these guys want that they want their satanic messiah being basically anointed in the third temple to bring in a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world currency, and there's nothing to see here. Move on. Move on. There's no such thing as an interdimensional reality. There's no such thing as CERN. CERN doesn't exist. They're not having a mock human sacrifice outside of CERN for the god Shiva. They didn't do that. Of course they did, but they don't want you to know that. They don't want to have an open portal for these interdimensional entities to come in here and inhabit this planet. No, of course they do. That's what they want. But they don't want you to know that. They don't want you to know anything. Crap, they won't even give us the right information. The weather is so manipulated now with chemtrails and geoengineering that nobody even wants to talk about it anymore from a realistic standpoint in the Weather Channel. They don't know what's going on either because you got to talk with the CIA. He's blowing us up with chemtrails or not blowing us up with chemtrails, flooding the Midwest, flooding California, drying the Midwest, flooding Florida. I mean, it's all manipulated about replacing the food supply or reducing the food supply to make sure they can feed us all of the GMO trash they want. Think about this for a second, guys. They're using millions of tons of Roundup in the Midwest. Millions of tons in all those corn fields and soybean fields up there. And all of a sudden, it all floods. Well, then all that gets washed down into the aquifer. All that gets washed down into the Mississippi River. And all that glyphosate gets washed into wells, into people's farms and into their wells, and they're drinking it. Think about that for a second. Think about the well contamination we've had in the Midwest now from all the pesticides and the herbicides they've sprayed now that it's flooded and washed into wells and into water cisterns. And it never seems to end with what these guys are willing to do in order to manipulate everything. That's like I told you guys years ago. We gave the control to the government. The government gave it over to the military-industrial complex. They gave it over to the CIA. They gave it over to the Sabbatean Kabbalists, Luciferians, and then they're giving it over to Lucifer and a D-Wave computer. That's how they're planning on doing all. That's how the hierarchy is set up. Everything else is simply obfuscation. What do you think, Austin?
Well, that's really well said because, I mean, that's one topic that I have brought up repeatedly about this whole thing with the Mueller report is nobody's wanting to address the mass censorship that Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, Google, the whole nine yards, all the big players in the game have done to the alternative media and have done to all the patriots. Why is nobody talking about for the last 2 years anybody that brought up a opposing argument about pretty much any topic or mainstream narrative was blocked, censored, shut down, or labeled a Russian bot or a Nazi or fake news or you name it. That's happened for the last 2 years now, and everybody's just seeming to act like, oh, that didn't happen. What are you talking about? We don't know what's going on with that. Now that this whole thing has come out and been, oh, it's nothing, why is that not getting addressed? None of it's getting addressed, and it's not going to get addressed. I wish it would, but I can pretty much guarantee you it's not going to get addressed because this was exactly as Dad just said. This was the goal and the whole reasoning, and we called this out from the beginning. The whole thing with the Russian hoax and everything that happened was multifaceted, the main reason being, yes, they had to cover for Hillary Clinton. They had to spin the narrative because all that information came out. So then, because remember, that's when it all came out. You guys remember that. The whole thing when it started was when Trump was running with the election with Hillary, and all of a sudden WikiLeaks dumped all that data. We found out about everything that Dad just talked about a second ago on there. And all of a sudden they said, Russia did this. Trump's colluding with Russia. He made Russia dump all this data. This is all their intel. It's all fake news. No, none of it's real. It's all fake news from Russia, and Trump's in collusion with them to try to make sure Hillary doesn't win the election. And sure enough, she didn't win the election, and Trump won. And then for 2 years, they told us how the Russians did this and Trump did this and they have to cut back on fake news and anybody that talks anything against the mainstream narrative now shut down. I mean, think about it. I mean, Zero Hedge, InfoWars, I mean, you name it, us, Ted and Austin Brower Show, Hagman, all of us have been deplatformed, been demonetized. I mean, there is no ability of having free alternative news on the market anymore now, not with any realistic exposure like we had 3-4 years ago. It's done. And it will never go back to the way it was before because now they have used the excuse of fake news to combat any true, real alternative media, spin it on its head, and throw it out the window all under the guise of fake news. This is also another story I want to bring up and why I always recommend, if you can legally do so in your area, to be proficient and carry a concealed weapon with you. If a firearm is not something you're comfortable with, then look at carrying basically a taser or something of that sort. This is an incident that just happened in West Virginia over last weekend. As we see more and more migrants being brought in the United States, and I mean like hardcore Muslim Middle Eastern migrants, we're seeing these situations occur more and more and more. A woman was in a mall, actually an Old Navy store inside of the mall in West Virginia, and Muhammad Fahid Hussein, age 54 years old, a Egyptian migrant in the United States, grab this lady's girl, her 5-year-old daughter, 5 years old, grabbed her by the hair and started dragging her out of the store to abduct her and rape her in the middle of broad daylight in the middle of the store in Huntington Mall on Monday night. I kid you not. The little 5-year-old girl dropped to the ground, kicking and screaming. He continued to pull her by the hair and try to drag her out of the mall. The girl's mother then realized what was going on, drew her handgun, pointed at the man, and told him to stop or she was going to shoot him. He immediately let the girl go, ran out of the mall, and he was apprehended a few minutes later by local police as they picked him up on CCTV circuit. And the little girl was okay. She was shooken up. She was distraught, but she was okay nonetheless. This is what we're starting to see all over the place. This is regular occurrence, by the way, in Sweden and other European countries. This is what we talk about all the time. A 5-year-old girl grabs her by the hair and drags her out of the store to try to rape her, and the lady is blessed that she was smart enough to be carrying a firearm, which I always recommend you do if you can legally do so. And this guy is lucky he didn't get a bullet in the brain. I mean, she showed great restraint not discharging her firearm into him. Probably the only reason she didn't do so was probably because her daughter was being drugged by him and she didn't want to have any chance of missing and shooting her daughter, which I can't blame her on that, especially in that situation. So this is something everybody needs to be aware of. These things are happening now on a regular basis in front of people. This wasn't covert. This wasn't like the little child pedophile van pulls up at 10 o'clock at night and opens the door and says, hey, I got some candy, little kid. You want to get in my van and go over here? That's not even happening now. Now we're having broad abductions in front of people, of little children, right in front of people in the mall, right in front of their mother, attempted abductions by Egyptian migrants in the United States. That is beyond creepy to me and shows you another reason why you should always be prepared for any situation at any time. For instance, what we see in Italy now, a 27-year-old Moroccan migrant has now confessed to the murder of a 33-year-old Italian Stefano Leo in Italy, saying he killed Leo because he looked happy. I kid you not. This 27-year-old Moroccan migrant came in and confessed and said, I'm the murderer of Stefan Leo. I've turned myself in. You guys have a warrant out for me, and I don't want to run any longer. Among all the people who are passing, I chose to kill this young man because he looked happy. I wanted to kill his happiness. Kid you not. That's what his confession was. Another incident now in London. A neighborhood in North London now has seen its fifth stabbing in just 4 days, leaving locals on edge as police increased patrols across the UK. Police said the suspect in the latest attack was described similarly as the other prior attacks, a tall, skinny, black migrant man wearing a hoodie, running through the neighborhood, stabbing individuals as pretty much as any time he's seen them. As you guys have heard me report now, the UK, especially London, has had hundreds of stabbings just last year alone. They are now reaching the point where they're having at least a stabbing or more every single day in the UK London area over there with the massive amount of migrants that have poured into that country. And of course, Sweden is in uproar right now. That's one thing in the mainstream media they don't even talk about. The riots, the stabbings, the shootings, the rapings, they're still continuing and unprecedented rate. And anybody that speaks out against them is arrested or detained, or basically told to shut up or we're going to arrest you. Pretty much on the spot now is what's going on over there. Full media blackout in Sweden. So again, this is why I've told everybody, as we have this massive influx of migrants coming to the country that have no respect for us, have no respect for our biblical values, have no respect for just simple morals and ethics, that are willing to grab a 5-year-old daughter by the hair and drag her out of the mall to try to rape her in front of their mother. Everybody needs to be well aware that we're in a situation now that we are not the United States we used to be. We're no longer that country anymore. We used to be a very God-fearing country, and the majority of the people that came to this country wanted to come here to try to become prosperous, to become successful, to live in America, to assimilate with America, to be proud to be Americans, as I talked about yesterday. We no longer have that now. We have millions of individuals from all over the world. Doesn't matter what background they are. They're from all over the world now, entering the United States, some legally, some illegally, and they're not here to assimilate. They are not here to integrate to American society. They are here to to prey on the innocence of the United States population. Because as you guys know, we have not had any type of significant war conflict on this continent in what we're looking at almost 150, 170 years now we're pushing into it. We're a very innocent population compared to the rest of the world. And the United States needs to start realizing we can no longer allow that weakness to permeate through our population. We have to start being self-sufficient. We have to start being well-prepared. And we have to start being defensive of our areas, of our properties, of our family, and know how to defend those properties and family and friends and country at any and all cost, Dad, because it is not a game anymore to a lot of these people that are coming to this country.
Well, they're bringing their third world hellhole with them, and they want to. And that again, I meant we talked about this yesterday. I mean, why in the world, if you're coming here, do you want to bring your third world hellhole with you? I mean, why do you want to do that? I mean, if you know Sharia law made a bunch of your people run around basically toothless and headless and armless, you know, and we were killing people, whacking off their heads, cutting off their hands, you know, all these other crazy things that they're doing. I mean, what the heck, man? Are you joking? Do you really want to bring that mess into our country? If you like that so much, why didn't you stay in the Middle East? Why didn't you stay in Africa? If you want to be under Sharia law, if you want to be under that type of boot of tyranny, stay there. Don't bring it here. But then again, remember, a lot of people who are radical Islam folks, they want to convert the entire planet to basically Muhammad, to Islam.
Yep.
And they're willing to come over here and force that upon us, which, of course, the globalists know. They know this. I mean, that letter to Manzini, which still has some people say, you know, wasn't legit, but I believe that it was, from Albert Pike. He basically says the Third World War will basically be the Zionists and the Christians, you know, against the Muslims, you know. And so this is what they're trying to foment. They're trying to create this. And what better way to bring them into Central America, from bring them in through Central America into the United States through the Mexican border, and basically force them into our basically population, and have our indigenous people get so mad they start drawing weapons on them. I mean, that lady who basically showed the restraint of not shooting the man trying to drag out her daughter. By the way, they enjoy having sex with children, boys and girls, in the Muslim religion, especially when they have 59 IQs. They used to do this when they were in Somalia. Why can't they do it here? They still think they're in Somalia with a 59 IQ. They don't get it. You know, and so what in the world? It's like that Somalian last couple of years ago up in Minneapolis, Austin, who they actually put in as a police officer, and the lady comes out in her pajamas to tell the cops who the guy was and the perpetrator was running around the neighborhood, and the doggone Muslim shoots across his partner, who was in the driver's seat, and kills her standing in her pajamas. Just drops her dead. Well, that's because that's what he would have done in Somalia. And they don't have the reasoning skills. Understand, you can't just take a 3-year-old or a 5-year-old little girl in a mall and drag her out back and rape her. They don't get that. That was okay where they were from, so that's okay here. That's the problem when you bring these dummies into the United States with these unbelievably low IQs. Oh, you can't say they're a dummy because they got it. They're a dummy. They're stupid. They got a 59 IQ. They can't read. They can't write. They can't flush a toilet. They shoot people in pajamas and they rape 5-year-old girls. If anybody thinks that's smart and these guys are going to qualify for the Mensa program and basically do an 1800 on their SATs, it ain't going to happen. These guys are dummies. They can't be trained. They brought them into Germany trying to put them in BMW, Porsche, you know, in Volkswagen factories. They can't teach them how to run complex equipment. They can't even teach them how to push the off-on buttons. They can't teach them how to flush a toilet. I mean, they can't teach them how not to use their hand to wipe their butts and how to use toilet paper. They don't get how to do any of that stuff. They were pooping in the doggone flower beds in Germany. They didn't know what to do with them. And now they've got them over there thanks to Angela Merkel, the great globalist, the great Rothschild, the great communist who was basically raised in Eastern Germany as a hardcore Rothschild communist. Yeah, that's who did this to Europe. And, of course, there she's just a figurehead they used. Of course, she has no children. Why would she have children to drag into this mess? And think about all of this stuff. Think about this massive, massive change. Like Austin said, this is no longer our America. Sweden now has blackouts over media. They fine people. New Zealand, if you try to promote what happened to New Zealand, you try to – because what happens, they don't want people analyzing those tapes, Austin. They don't want people looking at them and seeing that the whole thing was another false flag. So now we're going to make it illegal. You get caught with this, you're going to prison. You're going to prison because you had a picture, a video that was put on the internet. Wow, really? Yeah, really, guys, this is what they're doing. It's all about the boot of tyranny being put upon us. you know, Donald Trump, I'll give him credit for this one, and this is total speculation on my part, he probably told the clowns, you know, after what happened in Vegas and what happened in Parkland, he'd had enough of all this crap, and that what happened, that they weren't going to do this anymore in this country, that they want to run another false flag, they need to run it over there in New Zealand or someplace else, which they did. You know, I mean, think about it for a second. I warned you guys about the Ides of March and what would happen in March, you know, this huge sacrifice thing, and they supposedly did it again there in New Zealand. I mean, this is the kind of stuff they do. These guys are these numerologists, Kabbalists, Luciferians. You say, well, you focus too much on that. Well, if you could figure out another way how to explain it, if you could tell me how to explain it any better than I've done, trying to figure out this unbelievably twisted puzzle that I've been trying to figure out for the past 25 years, I'll listen. I will. I'll listen. If you can pull this mess with the Kabbalah out, this mess with the Zionists out, this mess with Henry, the Scofield Bible and Samuel Untermeyer, and you can pull the stuff out with Darby, and you can pull all of this stuff out and make this whole thing work like it's supposed to, I want to hear it, because it doesn't work. This is the only thing that works. This thing that basically the Holy Spirit showed me is the tie-in and how this thing works in all of these subcast characters like Samuel Untermeyer. I mean, I only figured that one out, was it last year before, on Samuel Untermeyer. It's because of all the thousands of books I've read and tens of thousands of articles I've read. Because you start putting all the pieces of the puzzle together, which they don't want you to. They've made it so complicated that they don't want you to see the simplicity of it. That's why they bring all this other weird stuff in, like the Russian collusion and the Hillary emails and the Podesta emails and all these other little strings of this doggone spider web that are hanging down everywhere to get caught up into. It's like falling into the doggone, you know, rabbit hole with Alice in the Wonderland when you start getting into this stuff initially. You're like, what the heck? All these rabbit trails go everywhere. That's how they planned it. Let me give you another example. They know that the measles vaccine, they can cause injury and death. I mean, they know that. I mean, since 2004 to 2015, during a 10-year period, we've had zero deaths due to measles, according to the CDC. But in that same time period, we've had 108 people die due to the measles vaccine. You think, well, that's okay. This is whatever. Just 100. No. Nobody died from not having the vaccine due to the measles, and 108 died from the vaccines. Here's some side effects of the MMR vaccine. These are documented side effects: brain damage, coma, chronic seizure, lowered level of consciousness and or loss of hearing. Well, we call lowered level of consciousness, let's call that a symptom of autism, or maybe something similar to it. Other complications, serious complications, that are actually reported by Merck in ProQuad MMR5. This is a product insert during vaccine post-marketing surveillance, included measles, vaccine strain, varicella, herpes zoster, herpes simplex, pneumonia, bronchitis, cellulitis, skin infection, subacute sclerosing, panencephalitis. Gosh, see some of these crazy words. Aplastic anemia. Okay? I mean, this necrolizing retinitis, inflammation of the eye, nerve deafness, optic and retrobulbar neuritis, Bell's palsy, transverse myelitis, Guillain-Barré, dizziness, febrile seizures, arthritis, and death. These are just a product insert package. And yet, you got to do this. You got to do it. You don't do it. We're coming to your house 3 o'clock in the morning. We're kicking the door in, and we're taking them with family services and the SWAT team. Okay, that's just something that sounds like it needs to be done. In 2014, a published study on the MMR5 vaccine in Canada determined the risk of febrile seizures to be double in children receiving MMR. 2015 meta-analysis found a twofold increase in febrile seizures between 5 and 12 days. MMR5 vaccine contains albumin, a human blood derivative, and as a result, a theoretical risk of contamination for Jacob disease. And this list goes on and on and on. Serious complications reported by Merck: brain inflammation, atypical measles, pancreatitis, diabetes mellitus, pneumonia. Oh, this list is so long, I'm not going to read it all. Now, think about it for a second. If all of these side effects are possible with this drug, and measles in the vast majority of the cases when proper medical care is given is not fatal at all, it has a zero incidence of failure as far as dying from it, what the heck? Are we really supposed to believe that this MMR is that necessary with all of these side effects? And yet, it doesn't make any difference. I can try my best to tell you guys this, and you guys will listen. And you can try your best to tell your friends, and some of them will listen. And then the vast majority of the people don't listen. And then they're scared to death because they're being told their children can't go into schools anymore, like up in New York, and you have to miss a month of school if you don't get the vaccines. Well, that means they're going to fail for that year. They're not going to pass after a month of absentees. And so they got to take that class over again. If they're another bee's library, they got to take another year. I'd be homeschooling my kids if I were those guys up there. I mean, think about it for a second, what these guys are doing and how they're forcing this mass compliance to massively continue to increase autism levels just because they can, because they want to, because they want to reduce the population and make having children so bad that nobody wants to have kids anymore. Oh, by the way, this is another interesting thing, and I warned you about this. Residents are concerned about DNA for cash transactions in Louisville, Kentucky. Guys are running around swabbing people's cheeks. Okay, these guys, like, this is a guy in a van for $20, goes into the poorest neighborhoods and collects people's DNA for $20. Now think about that for a second. What are they looking for? What part of the human genome do they want? And heaven forbid they find something they want in you, and they want to turn you into a lab experiment, and they want to drag you in and start pulling blood out and see what you can and can't do based on your DNA. Think about what I'm saying. $20 for your DNA? Yeah, okay, whatever. All right, Austin, what are you thinking? What's your next story, buddy?
Well, that information, DNA information, should always be kept to yourself. I mean, the thing about this is there's a reason why GlaxoSmithKline did, what is it, did a $4-5 million contract with 21andMe and the other one, Ancestry.com, to start getting access to their DNA database to start testing pharmaceuticals.
Yeah, it was tens of millions or hundreds of millions. It was ridiculous.
It was a lot. I mean, it was huge. Yeah, I don't have the article in front of me. It was a couple months ago, but I mean, it was an insane amount of money. And so, I mean, obviously, this DNA is worth some money. It's obviously the $20 that they're spending is pennies on the dollar for what they're selling this DNA for. It always reminds me of when you get those surveys sometimes when you buy like a four-wheeler or a side-by-side. I've gotten a couple of these before. And they send you a survey in the mail, and you open up the mail, and a dollar, brand-new crisp dollar bill comes out. And it says, thank you for filling out this survey for us. We really appreciate it. You know, thank you for filling it out. Just out of goodwill, we're giving you a dollar, even though you haven't even filled it out yet, because we know you're going to help us out. And so automatically from the human psyche, you already feel obligated. You're like, oh, they gave me a dollar. Well, I can fill this out. They already have a, you know, a stamped envelope on there. I just got to fill it out and go back. Well, then you go through the survey, and I've never filled one of these out for this specific reason. You go through the survey, and it is like the most detailed psychological questionnaire you can possibly come up with, even ones that I've worked on when I was in my psych degree in college, in my undergrad program. I mean, it's going through all this stuff from highest to lowest, latest to greatest. I feel when I drive my four-wheeler that it makes me a stronger person. Is very likely, very extremely likely, full range of like 8 different options. Oh, I like the way people look at me when I ride my four-wheeler. Oh, another 8 options to go from. How do you feel from this? These are full psychological questionnaires, and they will take those and they will sell them, and they will make literally thousands upon thousands of dollars off that one questionnaire by selling your detailed psychological questionnaire to every third-party company that they can possibly contract it to, especially if you're at least a moderately successful individual and you make decent money, and they know that, and they pull your records, and they have all this information that now goes into the public domain. Remember, all that stuff is not private. Once third parties get a hold of it, they can sell it 50,000 times if they want to every credit card agency, to every spy agency, to every single news agency, anything they want to do some type of psychological analysis on you, they'll sell it to. So that $1 that they give you in the mail, they will make thousands upon thousands, if not tens of thousands of dollars on it, selling your survey, depending on how high profile you are. So when I always get those in the mail, I'm like, oh, sweet, a dollar. I throw the rest of it in the garbage. I'm like, I got a dollar. How exciting. And I go on my day. Because you just sent me a dollar for free, and I am nowhere near going to be obligated to not only sit down and do a 30-minute survey for you, but to give you my most detailed personality traits, the way I perceive things, the way things make me feel, and I'm going to send that to you so you can give it out to the public domain. Absolutely not. Never will I ever fill one of those out, nor will my family ever fill one of those out, because that stuff, when it goes out, it is sold to the highest bidder, and it goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. That's what all this stuff is about now. That's why you cannot allow your DNA to be sold. You cannot allow it to be harvested. And by all means, do not give your DNA willingly and pay for it to go to Ancestry.com, because you already know where this stuff is going, or any of those other ones. I mean, there's like 50 different ones now. I just use that one. That's the big one that people know. Back to one thing that Dad said a second ago with the MMR vaccine, I always find this ironic because so many people can't grasp this concept. I get arguments all the time with people that are hardcore vaccine, you know, advocates. The first thing on adverse reactions on the MMR vaccine, the first thing, Dad, listen here, the first adverse reaction at the top of the list is measles. The first adverse reaction is measles from the MMR vaccine, meaning there's highly probable that you're going to get measles if you get the MMR vaccine. That's why I brought you guys yesterday that article from the Disney Report in 2015, where they did the study to figure out the measles epidemic that happened in Disney World back then, and they found that like 72 of the individuals that had contracted the measles were getting measles from shedding the measles live virus after they got the vaccine. They didn't contract it from anywhere else. They got it directly from the vaccine. This is something that nobody wants to talk about, and it never wants to be addressed in mainstream media. Why? Because it doesn't go along with the mainstream narrative. I'm still waiting on Trump to bring out his vaccine czar or whatever agency he said he was going to do. If you guys remember back during the entire election process when he was running everything, he said, we need to look into the vaccines. We need to look into the autism rate, why the autism rate's so high, and we need to make sure we can figure out if it's the vaccines. Of course, as you guys know, that has not happened at all whatsoever, never going to happen, because the vaccine industrial complex is a multi-hundred billion dollar a year industry globally. They're not going to touch that. They run the world, just like the big pharma runs the world, because bankers run big pharma and run big vaccine. It's all intertwined. Also, too, exciting news out in California, and funny news as well. I told you guys yesterday, the recent federal court ruling that struck down the unconstitutional California law limiting gun magazines to 10 rounds, which has been enacted, I think, for almost like 30 years now over there. You can't have these big 30-round mags, 50-round drums, 100-round drums. You know, the fun ones, the good ones, 150-round Armatec saw drums. I love that big boy. That's a fun one. But many online gun suppliers now are selling magazines faster than they can get them on the shelves to the California residences. One of them, Rainier Arms, big company that I've worked with before, has seen purchases of the Magpul 30-round AR-15 magazine soar to the point that the sales payment processing server went down, Amalam reported. They said, we received such an overwhelming surge of sales over the weekend, it crashed our merchant account. The website was fine, but our payment services was so overwhelmed that it crashed, as California residences are literally buying magazines by the thousands now and getting them out of that country, because essentially, what's a federal ruling now, even if it goes to the Ninth Circuit Court, as you guys know, it's probably going to be tied up in limbo, because at that point, it's probably going to end up going to the Supreme Court, and so forth, and a lot of these magazines are going to get grandfathered in. If they're not grandfathered in, there's going to be so many magazines on the market in California now, it's going to be like a doggone atomic bomb hits California with PMags. It's going to be fantastic. So California actually has the ability to defend themselves with real, true, standard capacity magazines now. Very excited for those individuals out there, because some of the stuff they've had to deal with as far as gun laws is beyond insane to me. As I've said so many times before, I think California has been the template, the beta test for a lot of the Agenda 2030 UN protocols, everything from the housing to the rails to what we saw. And again, nobody still has brought this up anymore. You know, I talked about it. Again, it was total speculation on my point. But the directed energy weapons that caused the fires last year, that whole weird thing that was going on out there when we saw the aerial footage, and there's neighborhoods and just houses plucked, just burnt down, middle of it. No trees, no grass, no asphalt melted, nothing. Everything's green, luscious, unburnt, not even charred. The house, the block house, the concrete block house is in rubble in the middle of the yard, and the grass surrounding the house and the trees surrounding the house and the roads surrounding the house are in pristine condition. That's still weird to me. Nobody else wants to talk about that anymore because it just kind of got shoved under the radar as soon as a lot of that aerial footage. You guys noticed that too, by the way. Anybody notice this? When those wildfires were starting out there and all of a sudden these directed energy weapons, in my opinion, started being used on multiple houses out there all over the place. Even Gerard Butler did a video, the actor, really weird video of his neighborhood. Houses, block houses just in ash. The trees, the grass, the furniture, the wood fencing around the house isn't even burned or charred. The house is just in a pile of ash. And everybody goes, what the heck is going on? Aerial footage started getting released. All of a sudden, the wildfire stopped. Oh, the wildfires just stopped. All of a sudden, we had this epidemic of wildfires burning through everywhere, which there were wildfires out there. I'm not discounting that. But from what it looked to me is those wildfires out there, if they were not man-made started, they were being used as cover to go in and tear out huge swaths of area, as we talked about before, for possibly that high-speed rail system. But the high-speed rail system got shut down because it basically couldn't fund it. Now what are we seeing in California? This retarded housing crisis where people are paying $3,000 a month to rent a 500-square-foot duplex, one side of the duplex, I should say. So we've restricted houses. We tore houses away. The housing market's even higher than normal than it ever has been out there. Weird stuff in California. But they have 30-round magazines, so it is a highlight of the week, at least out there right now, Deb.
Always a highlight in California when they get 30-round PMAGs. I tell you what, I like the nuclear explosion of PMAGs in California, the dumping of the PMAGs. I thought that was great. Awesome. By the way, prosecutors drop all charges in a deadly Waco bike shootout case that left 9 dead, 20 injured, and 177 arrested. Listen to this. This is a crazy story. 9 bikers from rival gangs died, and 20 were wounded in the deadly shootout when rival Cossacks and the Bandidos clashed inside the outside Twin Peaks Waco. The deadly shooting happened outside of Twin Peaks in Waco on May the 17th, 2015. This has just been dropped. Police took away 12 long guns, 133 handguns, and found 44 shell casings. Okay? Some 177 were arrested, 155 charged, engaging in organized criminal activity. Police officers monitoring the group also fired on the bikers, killing at least 2 of them. Prosecutors announced today that no one will be convicted for the shootout. They're done. They figure you got a bunch of criminals killing a bunch of criminals, and so what the heck are they doing? Because justice has already been served because a bunch of criminals are already dead. I guess that's their reasoning. Or, like I talked about earlier this week, it's costing too much for the prosecutors to prosecute these guys, and they simply don't want to continue with it. By the way, Chicago now.
Well, hold on. Well, let me add one more thing on that real quick. I did some research on this morning, Dad, because I saw what was going on in this, and apparently what happened was that's exactly what's going on. They're saying that it's going to cost millions of dollars to try to prosecute a lot of these guys, and what happened was law enforcement can't really prove who started the shooting and who is defending themselves, and then they turn around and law enforcement started shooting individuals that were defending themselves, shooting back at other bikers, and it turned into this Western shootout. And then afterwards, when they corralled everybody up and arrested all those people, 150 people or whatever, 177 people were arrested, all those firearms they confiscated, the 133 handguns, the long guns, everything else, they started throwing them in piles and didn't do proper evidence procedure on them and didn't log them properly, and they moved a ton of weapons there before the basically the evidence was inspected, before forensics came in, completely broke code of protocol on like 80% of that shooting because they didn't know what to do because they were too busy in a frenzy arresting people and shooting people. So now the prosecutors have basically said, this is too much of a debacle. This is going to take years and millions of dollars to try to prosecute these guys, and apparently majority of them have all lawyered up, so they know this is not going to be an easy anything, especially when they can't prove who actually started the shooting, because most people that started the shooting were dead, and then other people were shooting, defending themselves. Crazy incident out there, but yeah, all these guys are pretty much going to walk now after this incident.
Well, I mean, who knows, Austin? I mean, it could have been another CIA op. I mean, it could have been a doggone FBI op gone bad. It could have been a bunch of undercover people in there.
Yeah,
who basically started shooting at each other and then ended up – so now they got a bunch of cops involved in all of it, and they don't want it all being made public. Maybe some of the top gang leaders are still out there, and they're basically undercover people, and they're all about to be brought out into the open and not going to get any prosecution, because once these guys lawyer up and they get their 50 pages of evidentiary proceedings, and all of a sudden it's going to be – like you said, it's going to be years and years – I'm going to stop for 1 second. This is why 100,000 arrests is total garbage. They can't process it. They don't have the manpower in the federal court systems to process 100,000 indictments who, with all these people that'll lawyer up with teams of lawyers that'll go on for decades. If ever it get completed, it'll bankrupt the entire court systems. And that's why they don't – that's why 100,000 – that's a cute thing. 100,000 people are going to be – no! No. And then, like I said yesterday, military tribunals, well, what if they pick you? Maybe if this Operation Valkyrie gone bad, Nelson, you get picked. Just go ahead. I've had enough of it. I've had enough of it. There's 500 people in this court now with their attorneys, with their people, with everything else. I'm the military judge. Hang everybody in the court now. And the guards walk in and they hang everybody in the court. Is that what you want? Cue people, is that what you want? Everybody gets hung? Some people say, well, it's good. At least they're hanging the attorneys. Well, okay. I know some good attorneys. All attorneys don't have to be hung. Okay. What's going on here? What do you really want? Why do you think this? They can't even process a couple hundred of these guys in a shootout with hundreds of weapons found and all these drugs found and all of this stuff. They can't even take care of this, by the way, as a sign of the times. Chicago elects its first openly gay black female mayor. I guess it must have been one of Obama's friends, after the former federal prosecutor defeated a longtime political insider. Lori Lightfoot was elected Chicago's next mayor on Tuesday night. She's a former federal prosecutor and a practicing attorney who has never been or never held an elected office. Lightfoot easily defeated a longtime political insider, Tony Preckwinkle. Okay, sometimes you think they make this stuff up. Here's Lightfoot and Preckwinkle. So Lightfoot's writing it. Never mind, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to get very politically incorrect. In her campaign, Lightfoot vowed to rid City Hall of corruption. Okay. She also promised to help low-income and working-class people she said had been left behind, ignored by Chicago's political ruling class. In other words, more socialism, more bankruptcy. Now, I will give this lady credit. Okay. This is the same thing I said with Obama. At least she's telling everybody she's a lesbo, right? She's gay. There, she's telling everybody. Okay, she's a lesbian. So they're not going to hold that against her. They're not going to blackmail her because she's gay. You know, if Obama would have just come out and told everybody he was queer, you know, we'd have said, okay, he's just a queer Kenyan, gay Kenyan, whatever. But he wouldn't have been elected. He never would have been elected. It never would have happened. And so now we have him and his transgender wife, according to Joan Rivers, trotting around, making all kinds of nuisances of themselves. And I really wonder if Obama's wife, Michelle, will allow herself to have a medical examination if she decides to run for president. And I wonder if that medical examination will be made public. Just thought I'd mention that just in passing here real quick. By the way, there's a colossal 20-foot tall wall of ice stretching across Nebraska. In the Nebraska field, after heavy rain makes chunks of frozen river explode across land, scraping away bridges, building trees, and livestock. The ice blocks were thrown over 1 million acres of farmland by a bomb cyclone brought to us by our friendly Hart boys. They have scraped away topsoil, destroyed property, and uprooted bridges. As they receded, shards of ice were dumped in a mile-long ice wall in Nebraska. Ann Klepler said the ice wall was in her 75-acre hay meadow. If it doesn't melt soon, the ice could disrupt hay growing for her livestock. I mean, you think about what they're doing with this global engineering stuff, this geoengineering. I mean, it's almost hard to believe, Austin, that they've got the capability of taking things and turning them into stuff like this. It's absolutely nuts. By the way, a man has threatened now to kill a pro-Trump pastor and burn down Christian churches in the name of Allah. Oh, surprise, surprise. Federal investigators revealed a man from California who basically threatened to do this. His name is Robert Jeffries. Daniel Ray Owens, 32. Hang on a second. I'm going to start this over. Federal investigators recently revealed a man from California threatened to murder Texas megachurch pastor Robert Jeffries. Okay, he's the pastor. Darnell Ray Owens, 32, was arrested last week in Tulsa where he awaited extradition to his hometown of Sacramento. Basically, he says, I will assassinate your pastor in the name of Allah, Owens reportedly wrote, in part referring to Jeffries, and I will burn down Christian churches. You know, our religion of peace that we brought over and earlier promoted seems to be really doing a lot of things peaceful. It kind of surprises me when I read stuff like this that more and more mainstream media outlets, of course they don't want you to know the truth anyhow, haven't reported on it. Guys, I want to thank you for listening today. I want to thank you for being part of the family. I love you guys. I had the privilege again and the honor of praying for you again today. You guys rock. Thank you for getting your multiple vitamins from us. Thanks for supporting us. Thanks for listening to the world according to Ted and Austin every day live from 10 to 11, 3 to 4, and from 10 to 11 on Global Star and also on the Rents Network. I appreciate you guys. I love you so much. Thanks again for your support. Austin, I'll do the write-up.
Yes, absolutely, guys. Thank you for all the support and everything you do. Be sure to look out on the website this week. We got a lot of new specials that we're going to be changing up for April on the here. Again, we released the Body Balance Simla, our water, fat, and water and fat soluble omega-3 phospholipid. What it is an omega-3 fat that can pass through the blood-brain barrier. Really, really, really good formula. So that's on sale right now, currently for 15% off. So be sure to check everything out. We have a lot of different stuff we're working on right now, and just thank you guys. We get a lot of emails from everybody, a lot of responses, a lot of feedback, and be sure if you guys ever get a chance, and if you like a product that you really enjoy and you're taking a lot of it, please give it a review on the website at healthmasters.com. That always gives other people kind of an idea. I know people love reading reviews nowadays. A lot of people like the feedback and they like to kind of see what other people are doing on it. So it only takes a few seconds. You're already logged in your account. You go on there, click the product you're already ordering, and leave a review. Doesn't have to be anything crazy or, you know, fancy, but just give an idea on what it is. So we really appreciate that, so other people can kind of get an idea. I know, like, the magnesium brain food's been a huge product. That's been a very popular one. The ultimate multiple powder, again, that's another amazing product. And so I always tell people, you know, I get a lot of emails every day, or people will send me these just, I mean, like, multi-page papers on all the problems they're having, all these health issues, all the surgeries, all the medications, everything they've been doing for the last 20 or 30 years. Guys, I appreciate the fact that you're giving us the opportunity to look at that. The problem is there's very little we can do at that point. You know, I mean, if you're on 15 different medications and you've had, you know, 4 heart attacks and 60 strokes and you're going through and you're trying to basically figure out what to do, I mean, not that we can't help, but my biggest thing is start on our basic healthy lifestyle kit. That's why I put that kit together. That's why Dad put that kit together. That's why we put these things together for people to start on. I mean, getting just a good basic supplement, including your B vitamins, your omega-3 fats, your ultimate multiple, your C and your D, that's what we put that together for, because in reality, I don't know, neither does Dad. When you're on this many medications and you've had this many health problems for the last 20, 30 years, there's no magic button. I can't just come in and say, well, take this, this, and this, and everything's going to be perfect. It doesn't work like that, especially with a lot of the side effects from the medications that are causing a lot of the issues you're still experiencing. So if you're trying to come off medications, talk to your doctor about that. If you're wanting to start working with us, the basic healthy lifestyle is an incredibly good base, and then after 30 to 60 days, we can reevaluate and add on some more things on top of that. So thank you for your support. Thank you for all your feedback, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to help you with your health and nutrition supplements at healthmasters.com. Everybody have a blessed, safe, awesome day, amazing night. Stay frosty, stay prepared. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow, as always.